The agreement, negotiated by the Patrick administration and ratified by the legislature, gives the tribe exclusive rights to develop a resort casino in southeastern Massachusetts. But before any construction can start, the tribe must get the 142 acres of land it hopes to develop put into trust by the federal government, according to casino industry expert Clyde Barrow of UMass Dartmouth.
It's a very big hurdle. Even under the best of circumstances, that can be a 2 to 10 year process.
The compact calls for the Mashpee to return 21.5% of future gaming revenues to Massachusetts. It's the highest figure ever negotiated between a state and a Native American casino. Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.